but we start with Candy Zarcone on our chamber update. First of all, well, I'm pinch hitting for Mark. So
I see that.
I know
that.
You were wandering around out there. You're saying, where's Mark Toady?
I saw him back there with headphones on. I'm very confused.
I guess he left. So that's the way it goes. Candy Zarcone and Laura Raymer with our chamber, Farmington Chamber of Commerce report. I think I'm on the chamber beat today because I just came from the Park Hills Ledington Chamber of Commerce meeting. And now I get to talk to the nice folks with the Farmington Chamber as well. Meeting coming up on Thursday.
Yes, yeah, this week, this Thursday at the Centene Center, that's May 16th. We're very excited to have Justin Wheatley from the Missouri State Highway Patrol with us. Justin is quite the speaker. He's been in law enforcement for, I believe, 20 years and with the State Highway Patrol for 7. He's given presentations, Chad, to some large corporations and also stuff like the St. Louis Blues and the Cardinals and the former Rams. And you know, he is very great. He's just a wonderful public speaker.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people may not realize is Justin has a background in business. And so he's going to be giving us a presentation about sharpening your communication skills in the business world.
Really?
And we all know that communication and, you know, being in the radio business, but even interpersonal communication is so important in our work and in our lives, you know, whether it's with our family or in our professional life. And Justin, of course, being in law enforcement, behavioral interviewing and different techniques that they have, has a lot to share with us. So we're very excited to have him. Colton's will be catering for $10 if you'd like to have lunch. We know it'll be delicious from Colton's. And it's at the Centene Center from noon to 1 this Thursday. You're invited, even if you're not a chamber member. You know we have some great things to offer, so we invite people to come and have a sample of what the chamber offers.
I didn't realize that Justin had a background in business, but it makes sense to me because he is tremendous in terms of dealing with getting information out on whether
yes.
there's an accident or an investigation or whatever. And, you know, our role here at the radio station is to provide the public with information that affects them. And he's really our conduit. He's the guy
yes.
that we go to for that. And he's absolutely terrific about that.
Yes, very professional, very mm-hmm. sharp, but also very in tune with the audience and just a wonderful communicator. So I'm looking forward to hearing him address this particular topic.
Yeah, I think that'll be a good presentation. So you're going to talk about maximizing membership orientation, and that you actually have a meeting about that coming up, I guess, in a little over a week, right?
Yes, May 23rd. We do these monthly, and that is just to give everybody an overview of what the chamber offers in terms of our resources and our benefits to members. And this is open to whether you are a chamber member or you're thinking of joining the chamber. We not only have new members take this, but also current members. You know, you can't take advantage of resources and benefits if you don't know they exist and what's available to you. And we're excited to see. We've offered this monthly for, I guess, over a year now. And, you know, we're excited to see that a lot of our members are utilizing benefits now that they didn't even know they had before. And so we do provide lunch for that, and that's free of charge. So it's from noon to 1 on May 23rd. All we ask is that you please RSVP, and you can do that by going to our website at farmingtonregionalchamber.com. Under the events calendar, you'll see on May 23rd that maximizing your membership orientation. Click on that, and there's a registration button there. Or you can call us at 573-756-3615 and say you'd like to attend. And then lastly, all that we ask is that you please come because we're buying your lunch.
That's the best way to get someone there.
I mean, we've had people. I just can't believe somebody would buy you free lunch and you wouldn't show up.
I didn't ask. Do you like people to RSVP to your monthly investors meeting, to the one coming up Thursday?
It definitely helps us to have an idea of how many are going to be attending. We've had some record-breaking attendance over the last several months, and so it does help the caterers especially to know, you know, how much food to prepare.
So what is the number? You said that it's hard to take advantage of a benefit if you don't know it's there, and mm-hmm. you're right. What's the number one benefit the chamber provides that people are really kind of unaware that you guys do for them?
You know, there's several, I would say probably, you know, everyone's aware pretty much of networking resources. Mm-hmm. I also dive into our marketing resources, which we have a lot of marketing muscle behind the Farmington Chamber. So I give specific stats to that, which mm-hmm. are always surprising to people. I would say the minor ones that people are like, oh, I didn't know about that, is they're able to use our training room free of charge if they're a member. And that's $150 value by itself. They're also able to utilize our bulk mail permit, which cuts their mailing cost almost in half. And then lastly, we offer small group health insurance to companies that are between 2 and 50 employees. The Missouri State Chamber now has a program where they can access group health insurance rates. And quite a few of our members have had significant savings on, you know, using that program. So I would say those are the ones. I mean, we're seeing our training room just is getting booked quite frequently now. And, it's great to see it utilized because that's what it's there for.
There you go. And free lunch, like you said.
Yes.
And that's coming up a week from Thursday. That'll be noon to one. That right there at the chamber office, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Next Thursday. Grand opening coming up and a ribbon cutting as well. Is this a new business or just a new member?
This is a new business.
Okay.
We typically do ribbon cuttings only for new businesses. I mean, if someone's fairly recent, then this is Keller Williams Real Estate. You may have seen them on Pine Street right next to Farmington Martial Arts down there. They have an enthusiastic group of real estate agents who are just fired up. They're excited. I was not familiar with Keller Williams' name, but apparently they are one of the largest real estate companies, and they're international. And so it's they are super excited. So they have asked us, you know, the chamber staff, to do this the week of Country Days.
Above
Tuesday,
and beyond, huh?
And we are super excited to get that going. And they're excited. They're like, we're going to kick off Country Days week with our ribbon cutting and open house, and they're going to do it up big. They're going to have food, and I'm sure there may be some like Calling All Heroes decorations for, you know, Country Days coming up. So
good, and that's coming up on May 28th.
Yes, that's from noon to two. On May 28th.
Is that a Monday or a Tuesday?
That's a Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay. I can't do that thing with my brain where I look at a date.
Me either.
Yeah, some people can, but I can't. Is that going to be kind of an all-day, you can go visit their office? And
noon to two that day is the open house. Okay. The ribbon cutting will be right at noon, and the open house will last until 2 o'clock. I know they're, like I said, they're getting some exciting things going on there.
Okay. So. Imagine you have all this information on your website, right?
Yes, we do. FarmingtonRegionalChamber.com. Under our events calendar there, you'll find all of this. And by the way, you know, Chad, have you noticed it seems like everything happens at one time?
I have noticed that.
There's
certain
weekends that it seems like everything is happening. You know, there's so much to do. And this weekend is one of those.
It is?
Yes.
What's going on this weekend?
The art show is Friday night, kicking it off. The Friends in Action Clubhouse art show at the library. Saturday is the Farmington Farmers Market. Of course, they're going. The Old Caledonia Bicentennial Celebration and Scottish Fest is Saturday. The St. Francis County Mental Health Awareness Walk is on Saturday also. And the Party for Kids charitable golf tournament was rescheduled for this Saturday also. So
what course is that going to be at?
I believe that's at Crown.
Is it? Okay.
All of the details for these events can be found on our website event calendar at farmingtonregionalchamber.com. So if you're wanting to know the specifics of where and what time and when and how much or whatever, all of those can be found on the website. There's always something fun to do.
Cool. No, the farmers market, they check in with us on the air every Saturday morning. I hear from Larry. So Larry gives me a call, and we talk about what's coming up with the farmers market. It's Saturday, and now they have Wednesdays going now, too.
Yes, so. Wednesday afternoons and Saturday mornings from, 7 to
noon?
Noon,
Over at the VFW.
Yeah.
So, it sounds like it's going really well, too. So we will have, in fact, I heard we're going to kind of venture into Country Days and talk a little bit about what's coming up for that. I have already had some people contact me and say, you know, where they're kind of aspiring singers. I said, you should be in the talent show.
Yes,
absolutely. And they say,
absolutely.
Well, how do I sign up? And I say, contact the Farmington Chamber then.
Yes, and I know the deadline, I think, on that said, it might have been last week, but we're still accepting a few applications for that.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
If someone's interested, you know, this year we've changed it up, Chad. We're having duets and groups now available.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, you know, the last couple of years, I don't know if you know this, but I'm actually a singer. Yeah, you've heard me sing.
Yeah, I have. The National Anthem of Mad Games. Yeah, very good. Very good, too.
So, you know, I know what a good singer sounds like. I'm just saying, you know. And the last several years, I know, you know, every year Mark gets up there and he's like, oh, aren't they great? It doesn't matter, you know, what they. But the last several years, we have had some really awesome.
You think it's been up a notch?
Talent. We have. Yeah. I mean, I have to say, honestly, in the finals, it was really tough to say who was going to win. Because they were really that good.
That's the way you want it.
Yes.
That's right.
So we're excited this year to have groups and duets. That's going to add a whole different feel and changing it up.
So with groups then, so in the past, I know Route 67 always was kind of the backup band, and they would play for the solo singers then.
Right.
So with duets and groups now involved, will Route 67 still be the backup band for the solo artists?
Yes,
okay.
and the duets and the groups. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So now, how about if a group plays instruments, can they do that?
I don't think we've opened that up.
No?
Because,
okay.
Well, you know, changing stuff out on a stage takes some time.
It does.
And then some musicians aren't real keen on other, you know, musicians using their instruments. Because they're pretty expensive.
How about, can someone do original music? Or does it have to be from that, like a pre-approved list?
It's from the list.
Okay.
But there is a separate list for duets and groups. So it's not just like the same songs regardless. So. But, talked to one of my friends who sings, and she was excited about some of the duet options.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
And we have actually professional paid people that will come and play music too at Country Days.
Absolutely.
The concerts are always there. Yeah.
Absolutely. And boy, do we have a variety this year.
I'm excited. I think your headliner's great, Daryl Worley.
Yes.
He's terrific.
And we have, you know, rock and roll to country to bluegrass, southern gospel. There's just a little bit of everything over the weekend this year. So Friday night, you know, we're kicking it off with the Poison tribute band.
I was wondering if that's what it was. I didn't know.
Yes.
Okay.
And these guys, apparently, they have the look.
The 80s hair.
The sound. Yeah. You know, so if you're wanting to relive some of your, you know, high school days or, you know.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. Yeah.
Laura says this is the party in the park. So they're going to be kicking it off Friday night. And then they'll be followed by Whiskey Dixon, who has a southern rock sound. They're from St. Louis, have a huge following in St. Louis, been around for quite some time. They'll be also there Friday night. Saturday, we have Hunter Hathcote from Ellington, and he, again, has quite a following. I've heard he's played out at Hubs and packs out the place there. Great, great sound.
I wonder if I can check out some of his music on.
Oh, absolutely, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Route 67, it wouldn't be Country Days without them.
It wouldn't.
And as you said, Daryl Worley, which, you know, you probably could give us a rundown on Daryl Worley there, Chad.
Man, Daryl Worley, you know, a couple of things that I like about Daryl Worley. Obviously, his music.
We play right.
On J98, and he's got a great catalog of music. But also, he has actually joined us on the air several times as well to promote concerts or just to talk about country music and things like that. He's a great guy as well. And so we love having him on the air.
He's had quite
us.
A few number one hits from what I've heard.
Yep. Yep. And I'm trying to look up a bunch of his songs right here while I go. But I'm not doing it very fast.
You know, no one could see that, gentlemen.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah, I know the September 11th song, tribute song that he wrote, was that Never Forget?
Yeah.
That one's, you know, quite popular. And of course,
Have You Forgotten?
Have You Forgotten?
Have You Forgotten? Miss My Friend, Hard Rain Don't Last, Here and Now. Man, he's got a bunch of great stuff.
Yeah. So he's going to be playing for us on Saturday night. You know, and just a reminder, all these concerts are free. I mean, you just can't beat free. And then Sunday, the Berry Brothers will be kicking us off. We'll have church in the park that morning. And then the Berry Brothers and the Punches, which, oh my goodness, I've seen the Punches play. They have one of those cool electronic basses. Have you seen those? That's just like a stick.
I have. Yes.
Oh, they're so,
weird.
Cool looking.
But they are cool. Yes.
Yeah. And they're quite talented. I've heard them play. And then Silver Creek Bluegrass will be playing that afternoon as well. So all the way from rock to bluegrass country, southern rock country, rock. So it's going to be a great weekend. And all of this information can be found on farmingtoncountrydays.com. There's also a tab under there that says forms. If you're wanting to be part of the parade, or you want to be a craft vendor, if you want to be part of the Parkland Health Center Marketplace vendor, I believe our food concessions are all booked, and we have some new exciting ones this year as well.
Such as?
I believe the German cook is going to be coming.
Okay.
And a authentic Italian pizza place.
Sounds pretty good.
So we're adding some new things in there as well.
Is the chamber going to do the beer tent this year? I heard maybe
yes,
not.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
It's going to be between where it formerly was in the grass. It's just basically going to be in the street right there in between Long Park and the Blue Star Monument.
Okay. And then will the St. Joseph, will they have their?
Yes.
They have the beer and food across, right across over there too.
Of course. Aren't you out there helping them cook?
Sometimes I am. I'm eating for sure. it's all at farmingtoncountrydays.com. And then you guys have a golf tournament coming up also in July that I know you wanted
Quick
to mention.
Quick mention of that, because we're taking registrations. The Farmington Chamber Golf Tournament is July 19th, and that's going to be out at Crown. And it's always a great day. Last year we had quite a few teams, great prizes. Everyone's going to take home a really good prize this year. That's all I can say. It's a surprise.
And you've already ordered really good weather for it.
Of course.
Which is very important.
Of course. Absolutely.
All right. So the monthly meeting of investors coming up on Thursday. A week after that, maximizing your membership orientation. That's right there at the chamber office. And then on May 28th, grand opening and ribbon cutting at Keller Williams Real Estate.
Yes.
And that gets Country Days rolling.
That's right. That's the week of. And you know, Chad, I just want to give a shout out about Country Days real quick. I know not everybody loves Country Days. However,
I can't believe that.
I want to say just publicly that working at Country Days last year really changed my perspective. And, you know, you see so many smiling faces and kids and families out really having a good time. And I was talking with another friend of mine, and she's like, you know, Candy, there's some single parents who this is the only opportunity they have with their kids.
Yeah.
You know, they don't get to go on vacations. They don't get to do a lot of the things we take for granted. And so I really hope that people will come out and support Country Days. We've worked really hard to add variety and to step up, you know, and make some changes that we think are really exciting. And we hope the community will respond. And we, you know, the craft vendors and all the things that we work really hard on this. And so hope that everyone will come out and enjoy the weekend.
I don't hear many of the grumbles. I'm sure that you guys at the chamber do, but I hear a lot of people really excited about it every year.
And it brings a ton of people. And I know Daryl Worley is going to be bringing them out.
Yeah, I think he'll be great as well. Candy Zarcone from the Farmington Chamber.